8:40 here on the Big 550 KTRS. David Stokes, who kind of small-timed us last week. Where were you last week?
I was in Mexico.
Okay, yes. Doing some work for the Show Me Institute?
Doing some work for the Show Me Institute.
Yes, you are.
In Mayakoba.
Policy analyst with the Show Me Institute, David Stokes, been a friend of the show for years. And it was a couple of years ago that you wrote a policy paper on the water and privatizing water, right?
I did, and I recommended that the city of St. Louis privatize its water division and basically auction it off to a private provider.
And so that is still, I'm sure, still up on the Show Me Institute website.
Did you? Oh, absolutely. ShowMeInstitute.org.
Yeah. And it seems like water is now a sort of a very hostile issue when it comes to the city of St. Louis.
Well, it's sort of exploded over the past several weeks, and the Riverfront Times has got a series of stories covering it that I recommend. And what happened was the city simply went out for a consulting contract from the private sector to see how can they better manage their water division.
So they wanted to look at water.
They wanted to look at water, and they used the expertise in the private sector to help them look at how they provide water.
Certainly happens every single day when it comes to government. They do this on a normal basis.
Consulting contracts are very normal. And innovation, you can love government or you can hate government, but we can all admit that innovation comes from the private sector much more often than it comes from the government.
Certainly understandable. Okay.
So they merely went out. They took some bids for a consulting contract, nowhere near privatization. And I say this as somebody who supports privatization.
Right.
This is nothing near privatization.
They just wanted to look, hey, what are the ways we can save and bring water to our people cheaper, better, and faster?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Mayor Slay put a team together, and he didn't do it. He put together a team, including the head of the water division and other public servants. And
certainly the head of the water division would be somebody good to put on this, right. this committee.
Absolutely.
All right.
And everybody else who was on the committee was great. And they took the bids, and they chose this company, Veolia, which is one of the world's largest providers of private water.
Sure.
But they don't have much of a footprint in Missouri for water, which is probably a good thing because they're not trying to sneak their do any backhanded way in. So they just take this bid to provide water. And none of this is controversial as it moves forward.
So far, it seems pretty uncontroversial.
So far, so good.
Right.
And then sure enough, a couple weeks ago, a number of, I'm going to call them left-wing organizations, just explode over this. And it's all over Veolia, the hashtag dump Veolia or whatever it is, St. Louis dump Veolia. And again, the Riverfront Times covered it. There's all these objections to this company, Veolia. Again, they're based in France, which they're actually objecting to as if international trade's not a good thing.
Right. Aren't we named after a French game?
Right, in St. Louis. This is a good thing in St. Louis.
All right. So we love their kings. We don't like their business.
Right.
Okay.
So, but the number one objection, it gets stranger each time, is that this company provides water services to Israeli settlements on the West Bank. And that they're somehow, and the St. Louis Palestinian Solidarity Community is one of the leaders of this protest. So Mayor Slay, and he didn't even pick Veolia, this team he put together that picked them, is supposed to be more concerned about foreign policy in the West Bank and providing settlers with water than they are with finding better ways to deliver water to the people of St. Louis, especially the poor people who need their water done more efficiently and more cheaply.
So before the contract, before they've given any recommendations, these people are upset that they won the contract.
Right. Well, they recommended that it go to Veolia.
Right.
And it was going for approval before the Board of Estimate and the Board of Aldermen, and that's when the protest erupted.
Gotcha.
They had selected Veolia. I'm sure that any private company they would have picked would have resulted in protest.
Gotcha. Okay. Explain to me again why they're upset with this company because they are providing water to the West Bank.
This is apparently the company. It's one of the world's largest private water companies, and they have a contract to provide water to Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which gets into the whole, should that be Israeli land, Palestinian land,
right?
Settlers? Whether they should be there or not, I think the settlers deserve water. Like the solution is not dehydrating them out of existence.
So where does this stand now?
Well, it stands now that it was supposed to just be passed by the Board of Estimate and Apportionment, and I believe the Board of Aldermen, but I'm not certain about the latter.
Right.
And then it just would have gone into effect, and it would have been a comparatively small contract where Veolia would have come in and analyzed with the help of the water division the way they do their the way they provide water and made a list of suggestions. And then if the city could have picked which suggestions to move on, and that could have cost more money.
Now, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off there. Did I cut you off?
No, and then that's where it was, but these protests erupted, so now the Board of Estimate and Apportionment has delayed approval of it, and they're going to set a public hearing for a few weeks, which will probably be just a left-wing gripe fest.
If I know my city politics, the Board of Estimate and whatever, is that not the three-person panel between Slay, Lewis Reed, and Darlene Green?
Correct.
Okay, and Lewis Reed and Mayor Slay are now running against each other for mayor of St. Louis.
Yeah, stunningly, this incident is now apparently going to become an issue in the mayor's race. So I think the most likely solution is probably, you know, the day after the race, they'll pass it, because it's a good idea for the people of St. Louis. Whatever side you're on in the mayor's race, to improve your water delivery with some private consulting for not that much money is good policy.
Has Lewis Reed come out one way or the other on this?
Well, I don't think he's come out adamantly opposed to it, and he can answer your questions better than I, but he's certainly come out in favor of delaying it, and he was one of the reasons that the approval was delayed, and they're going to set a public hearing in the next few weeks, which I look forward to going and testifying at. I'm sure it'll be real popular.
Your life can consist of going and testifying and then coming here and then telling us about it.
Right. That's fun as could be.
Has Mayor Slay insinuated anything? Does he want this contract to go forward?
Well, I believe it does. I believe he does. But that said, I don't want to put words in his camp, in his mouth.
Sure.
I'm sure he's supportive of a public hearing to discuss it further.
What about Darlene Green? Do we know what she thinks?
I think she was also in favor of delaying it and not.
All right, so
forward.
Everyone's in favor of delaying it, but no one's actually saying if they're in favor of actually giving this contract to this terrible company that is actually providing water on the West Bank.
I think Mayor Slay is in favor of it. That said, I think he's also in favor of a short delay in putting a public hearing going forward. This was not controversial until, for most likely political reasons and also strange reasons such as West Bank settlement water issues, all of a sudden it's exploded. There's nothing controversial about contracting with the private sector to give advice on better ways they can provide water, such as installing water meters. I don't think people realize we're the last big city in America, I believe, that doesn't even have water meters in residential homes.
It's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. You can run your water all day, all night, and your neighbor runs it for 2 minutes, and you pay the same water bill.
You pay the same amount of water. And as prices for water go up, and there's nothing wrong with that, as inflation or whatever prices go up, businesses respond to those price increases by cutting back usage because they have water meters.
Right.
So they can do that. Residents have no option to try and save money on water as prices go up. And it's insane. They're a half century behind the curve on this, we've discussed.
Not only that, but you have a leaky faucet. You're not going to fix the leaky faucet because what do you care? It costs you the same whether you fix it or not.
Yeah, hiring the plumber to fix it is going to – there's no savings for the water, so why pay for the plumber?
You have a leaky toilet. You don't fix it because what do I care? I pay the same thing. Or, you know, these low-flow, high-flow – I went to and switched out my toilets from a high-flow, low-flow to a one-button, two-button. So it's one for solids, two for waste. It saves all sorts of water. I do that because I like to fix things, but I mean, there would be an incentive if I actually saved money and then saved money on my water bill.
Absolutely. You should be able to save money to do it.
Right.
I don't want to blame, this is very important, I don't want to blame the current politicians for this issue. I mean, they should have changed to water meters 60 years ago the city of St. Louis. But if that's one of the solutions and ways to enact it that Veolia can come up with, that's going to benefit everybody in the city of St. Louis.
Can we talk about still carrying around quarters to put quarters into the parking meters into the city of St. Louis?
Well, should we have to put in dollar coins or credit cards? We want to be able to do it with credit cards,
come
right?
Come on, man. It's the 21st century. You're in Clayton. You run your credit card through there. You know, you don't need a meter. It just seems so antiquated. And who's got quarters anymore?
It is frustrating in Clayton that they don't allow – they went to that point of sort of the new, more technical parking meters.
Right.
But they didn't go the step further to allow you to feed it remotely with a phone app. So you still have to run out of the restaurant or run out and go feed it.
Which, of course,
people don't do, so they write more tickets.
Right. See, ladies and gentlemen, if the world was run by David Stokes and the Show Me and Suit, it would be so much better. Where can we read that water study you did?
At our main website, showmeinstitute.org. We talk about water and many other issues on the blog, showmedaily.org, and follow me at Twitter, at David C. Stokes.
When do you think you'll have to testify? After the election, probably, right?
Well, I think it'll be in the next couple of weeks. I don't know the exact date. I don't believe they've set a date yet.
Inquiring minds want to know.
But I will keep you fully informed.
You will keep us up to date on the water controversy and also find out more about this West Bank water controversy, too.
I'll take my next road trip will be to Palestine.
David Stokes, Show Me Institute policy analyst. David Stokes. Thanks, David. Have a good week.
Thanks, McGraw.
We'll talk Mizzou hoops with Voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly, next on KTRS.